Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
That's fucking rock and roll.
Big Pen. Yeah?
Yeah.
Linus.
That's rock and roll.
Fucking Peppermint Patty.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking.
It's real rock.
That's as rock and roll as it gets, Charlie Brown.
Pig Pen. I gotta rock.
Big Pen, the original crust punk.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody, and welcome. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tortellini.
You're a noodle today.
Yeah.
You were a noodle before.
Was I?
Yeah, some kind of. It wasn't a tortellini noodle.
Justioli?
What?
Ravioli.
Ravioli, yeah. No. Could be anything. Who knows? To penne's.
Justy Rangoon.
Ragu.
No. Rangoon.
I don't know what it was. I don't care.
I don't either. Justy Macaroni.
Justy Macaroni. That's nice.
I'm the other one, though.
Rigatoni?
No.
Manicotti?
Tortellini.
Tortelloni?
Justy Tortellini.
Tortellini. Well, I've got a note here that says, give the end plug.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
What is it?
The Patreon.
What? Tell me about it.
We got a Patreon, baby.
What?
Why don't you donate to it? Why don't you give us a 5-star review?
I bet you didn't even know.
That's right. Hey, we're doing it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we're changing shit.
We want you to put a 5-star review on the internet.
We
want to
make sure
us.
You hear it. I know sometimes you fall asleep during our show because our tones are so dulcet and monotonous.
Right.
But you can't miss it. This is important.
Yeah, write us a review.
Write us a review. 5 stars.
Don't even write it. Just hit 5 stars and just send it, baby.
But write it. It's better if you write it, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
But you can also...
I'm trying to make that paper. I'm trying to make that green.
You can support us on the Patreon. That's an easy way. It only costs $3 or $5.
Yeah.
And we tried to record, or we did record.
We should do it again, because I...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think we should just start do it. I mean, we know better now. We know how to do it better. Tell them what they're looking forward to.
So if
you're a patron.
We had recorded a Red Dead video, and I had an idea to... There's a well in the game. There's a single well that I have found, and you can go into the well. It's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And I was spawning in people and killing them and then tossing them in the well.
Sure.
And my goal was to fill the well with corpses.
Mm-hmm.
Which was working pretty well until it started glitching. And I was going to blow it up with dynamite. I was going to make a corpse cannon out of a well.
Right.
But, we got to get the moonshine, though. I'm telling you.
I'll get that. I need to install the other mods.
I think the moonshine jug would make I think that would be the world of difference.
Yeah.
And then we can take the gravity gun and just throw all the fucking corpses in there.
Yeah.
No problem. I don't have to toss them.
No.
I can hit them off that wood if I want to, which is extras, you know, just
an
added
bonus. Piece of wood, you can smack them off of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but eventually we're going to find a way to make a corpse cannon. If that well doesn't work, we'll make one. I've seen people with mods just like actually build structures and shit.
Oh, really?
So there's a way to do that. Like, you can pretty much do anything. I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So I just got to look into that more. But yeah, it'll be good. So patreon.com/coolparents.
Yeah.
So let's get into this show for today.
Oh, but we didn't record it. is the thing. You recorded video, but there was no audio. So we
the audio, my audio interface just stopped about 6 minutes in. I don't know if I might have tripped on a USB cable or something.
Don't matter.
You know.
It's fine.
It is what it is. But everything happens for a reason. Lord God has a plan.
And look, we learned some things. It's going to go even smoother than it did yesterday.
Right, right. I want to talk real quick about a genre of dude.
Okay.
We talk about guy genres.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
There's not that many of them.
There's a good amount. There's a good amount.
Yeah, though. But there's not like there's less than you would think. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they're, none of them are 100% distinct, really. Yeah. Like they have a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
But this one's like what I guess I would call the gun bro.
Yeah.
Not like the gun guy who's like rooting, tooting, shooting and hooting or whatever, you know, not like the hillbilly stereotype, but like a Reddit guy.
Yeah.
You know, he buys like assault rifles and shit.
Or, no, he 3D prints them.
Or yeah, sometimes. No. Because he's like, he knows all about the different brands and he gets like magazines about the guns and stuff.
Yeah.
He loves guns. And they're usually not like scary about it.
Yeah.
Even though in itself, like the idea of just a person owning a machine gun for no reason is scary. But aside from that, they're usually like pretty nice.
Yeah.
Usually.
The guys that you never see it. They've been, it's just something that their dad did. So they
Right.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they love John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They fucking love John Wick and how realistic the guns are in it.
Sure. Yeah.
They kind of think of guns as like a toy train, you know?
Yeah.
Like a, just like a hobby with, you know, that the good old boys
That's
get fun. Into.
I have no problem with that, honestly.
I do, but.
As long as they're not, you know, I don't give a fuck. Just don't abuse, you know, you don't abuse.
Yeah, but it's so beyond that point. Like that's how I felt before. But now it's just like, okay, clearly we can't have.
I just think it's a battle anything. We're not going to win. So it's you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I think the people that you know, or you know,
I don't mean to get political or nothing, but like, guns are fucking scary.
I got shot with one. I don't like them.
I know.
I wish no one had them. I'll be honest.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But I don't care. You know, as long as they're like that. You know, that guy.
Sure, but I think that those guys should be more willing to like not have all those fucking goofy ass scary toys that they don't need. You know, and under the circumstances of how easily other people get them.
Yeah.
It's just fucking backwards. But anyway, that's not necessarily this person's problem, but they do love the mechanics of a weapon. Yeah, he's on Reddit, like I said.
Yeah.
Big time on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Like this person could evolve into like a men's rights activist or like an incel, but they usually don't because they're not that like stupid. And like they're more accepting and like smarter typically.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. But you know, mostly harmless. They love Adam
Sandler. Mostly harmless, yeah.
Love Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They have a long term girlfriend.
Yes, that for like 10 years.
Since high school.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, they it's true. It's so true. One big issue I do have with them though, they usually probably don't vote.
Yeah.
You know, like they're not like you know, alt-right or like super liberals or anything. They're just like
indifferent.
I'm over it. I'm above it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bullshit, but I get where they're coming from, but it's bullshit.
I'm voting for Jesse Ventura, so.
Sometimes they like golf.
Look, I don't want to vote for Sleepy Joe again.
Bobana? Yeah, me neither.
Say what you will. Sleepy Joe's funny. That's a funny thing that he said. That's one. That's a good one. You know, the silver lining is Sleepy Joe. The bad stuff is everything else.
Sleepy Joe.
Every other moment.
Okay, so this episode today is going to be all about the mystical.
Ooh.
The spiritual planet.
Planet. I got my stones.
Stones, crystals,
stones,
chakras.
I got my fucking shiny rocks. I got my tarot cards.
Yeah, my dowsing rod.
Yep.
Just one of them.
Yeah, I'm just going to bleed into the earth. You know? I'm going to free bleed into this fucking cup. I want to be closer with the stars.
I was thinking about, you know, the process of dying in like the rituals behind it, and like the just that old question of like why do we bury our dead in such an extravagant container and things like that. Like, it makes more sense to just be cremated.
Yeah.
Right. But like, for some reason, some people don't, it's usually religious, but like there are whatever reason that people don't do it. Doesn't matter. I was thinking about how, why doesn't anybody ever request just getting buried raw?
I don't know.
Like just raw dogging it.
I don't know.
Just dump my nude body.
Yeah.
Into a 6 foot deep hole.
Yeah.
And just bury me raw. Get eaten by the worms, you know, you're just part of the ecosystem.
Yeah. You go out like Joe Pesci and his brother in that cornfield.
Yeah, yes.
Frankie, you motherfucker!
Yeah.
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 Leave him alone, Frankie. Leave him alone. He's still breathing.
Yeah.
And they bury him.
Yeah, I don't want to be buried alive. Because doesn't he get buried? Isn't he still like breathing when they bury him?
Yeah, but not for long.
Yeah.
I actually put in a bit on Joe Pesci's tidy whities from that scene, and I'm in the lead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know, but I'm going to put them on display at the last Blockbuster.
I saw a story that I found very interesting. Okay?
Yeah.
From Insider. A Missouri nun's body seems intact 4 years after she was buried. Pilgrims are flocking to her remains and calling it a, quote, miracle.
What?
I guess when these leaders of the convents die, they end up getting buried, like, in a certain spot of the church or some shit.
Tomb. T-O-O-M.
Yeah. that's why she was exhumed. But this is in Lancaster. Benedictine Sisters of Mary, Queen of Apostles. This lady, what's her name? Nun Lancaster. Okay, is the name. Sister Lancaster.
Yeah.
Sis Wilhelmina Lancaster. Okay?
Yeah.
They unearthed her, and she was intact. No signs of decomposition. She was buried in a simple wooden box, and the box even had a crack in the top of it. And 4 years have passed.
And she's a mummy now?
And that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what went
Sister
through my
Lancaster,
mind.
You're a mummy now.
Now, how did she become a mummy?
How you become a mummy?
How do you become a mummy?
How did the...
Hey, nun.
How did the nun become a mummy?
Hey, mummy nun.
It's like a...
Yeah, nun mummy. It sounds like a...
It's like a setup for a children's joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did the nun become a mummy? The crack in the box.
Yes.
She was preserved with the same things that McDonald's puts in their burgers.
Oh, yeah. That smoke flavor?
No, they just injected her with whatever, you know.
A turkey baster full of hot goo?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's just hot goo.
That's it. That's what they just... They drained her blood out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
The hot glue, actually, sometimes is they fill them up with hot glue.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
So,
and they replaced her blood with that stuff that they put in McDonald's burgers so they don't go bad. You put McDonald's.
They do this to a nun. Isn't that desecration?
You take a McDonald's burger and you put it in a bag.
Yeah.
And you leave the bag out in the sun.
Uh huh.
And you bring it in 3 months later. You get the same thing.
Mummy.
It's mummy.
Okay.
No change.
Burger mummy, yeah.
So I'm saying the McDonald's corporation got their hands on this nun.
Okay.
And they turned that nun into a mummy with their MSG.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's how they do it.
That's it.
Okay.
They replaced her blood with MSG.
So Mother Abbess
Cecilia.
A little
bit of powdered sugar as well.
She peaked through the crack in the coffin and saw a totally intact foot.
Wow.
With a sock on, looking just like it did when we had buried her, she said. She could not help but scream with joy. Yes, mummy. Oh, mummy is now mummy. That's what they call him, right? Mummy?
Yeah.
The head nun? Mama nun? The dirt that fell in had pushed down on her facial features, especially the right eye, so they had to put a wax mask over it. But her eyelashes, her hair, eyebrows, nose, and lips were all present, and the mouth just about to smile.
Wow.
How do they know it's just about to smile? I think that's just her skin just rotting away.
Probably. Yeah. It didn't smell or anything?
Probably, they didn't say, but probably stink. Probably stinks. They were expecting just bones.
Why?
They asked the guy who runs the cemetery and handles the corpses all day. And they said, what can we expect from this mummy? And he said, just bones. He did. He said that it's probably just going to be bones down there. And then she was pretty much intact, except for her eye. We got crushed a little bit.
Wow. I thought it took a long time for your shit to completely decompose.
Hair. Yeah, hair it does. But skin, no. Skin and meat goes pretty quick. Oh. Especially if you're just in a plain old box. Sometimes people, when they get embalmed and stuff, like fully done up,
yeah,
they'll seal the coffin too and, you know, make it airtight and shit.
Yeah.
Just in case they come back, you know, they can just not get out.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's funny they take that precaution.
I know.
Dude, that tells you everything you need to know about our fucking government.
They know something.
They know.
I saw something. There was some place, I think it was in Europe or something, probably Transylvania or some shit, where they had buried these quote unquote witches, people that were accused to be witches.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like knives, like blades set up across their throat so that if they came back to life, they couldn't get up.
Yeah.
People believe some wacky shit.
Yeah, that's wild.
And we're going to get into some more wacky shit that people believe as our main event tonight, because I have a special guest.
What?
Yeah. A mystical creature.
All right.
A time witch.
The rapper Mystical?
No.
Okay,
no, you'll see.
I think he's in prison or something.
Mystical?
Yeah, he did something.
I came in with my dick in my hand.
Yeah.
Don't make me put my fucking foot in your ass. Be cool.
Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah.
Get on the floor. This pee-pee right here. Ha!
Yeah.
So, no, Mummy Nun.
Mummy Nun.
That concludes the story of Mummy Nun. Miracle.
I told you how it's done. They replaced her blood with MSG.
Right. So that explains it.
Yeah, the founder did it, Michael Keaton.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I wanted to share some a couple of things from TikTok. By the way, anybody who's not following us on TikTok, go ahead and do it at @cool_parents.
Kim Perea, un saludo. Ya verás como todo irá bien. Un abrazo. Gracias por tu apoyo.
So I just want to think everybody needs to know about this feller. He's called Joaquin Pichardo.
Okay.
You can find him on TikTok at Joaquin, JOAQUIN, just that.
Okay.
And he's made a bit of a career out of just singing his own versions of a cappella of any song that people request, pretty much.
Yeah.
But he has such an odd voice and he looks really bizarre. He's great. He looks like a genie. He's totally bald and has big, like, gold hoop earrings.
Okay.
And he's very into it. Like, he'll always put his finger up to his ear, like he's got a, you know, an earpiece in, like he's performing.
Yeah.
When he's singing, and his voice is just so, like, he sings pretty much right on key as far as I can tell, but it's like so beyond raspy that it almost sounds like throat singing.
All right.
And the other thing about him is whatever language it is, which, I mean, he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's always singing in Spanish. I think it sounds like some of it's just made up.
Yeah.
And sometimes there'll be like English words in there and stuff too. It's just like, it's just weird, but I love it.
Na 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 na. Chick, you're rocking my best. Don't care wrong and bad tune, but can I?
It sounds like he's scatting, basically. Doesn't sound like language at all.
Lippy, Jackson, Jackie, Ronan. na 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 na.
Man,
he's oftentimes like shirtless and out in the sun, and it's always a selfie, and he's like bright red. And he posts so fucking frequently.
Aunque diga que soy un mandero boy.
I'd like to hear him do Bon Jovi.
He does do Bon Jovi. I'm looking for it.
And can you know me no? And can you know me no? I know. One is my cool baby. And us can do no. And us care to meet. Wow, one alone. One is my cool baby. I wanna know, like a rebel smack on me.
You ever smack on me?
I wanna want, like a devil sneak on me.
He sounds like a toad.
Yeah.
But he's good. I like him.
It's like he doesn't know the words.
Yeah.
So he's just making sounds that sound like.
I'm gonna assume he does something. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
No,
he's not scatting.
I got you 12 feet.
Love this one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun,
I
dun.
Got you 12 dun, dun.
This is good.
I got you 12 feet. My rabbit to carry to nibble to me. Rock a suit, my bro. What not? Got to me push to me breed. I got you fresh breed.
Black breed.
Man, he's good though. He's really good.
Yeah, but he's like some of those you can tell he's saying the words, but yeah. He's like truncating them in weird ways. And like, yeah. I don't know. It's just a funny end result, whatever it is. He also has tribal tattoos, which I respect because he's a genie.
Yeah.
So.
That is my cute baby.
That's my cute baby.
I don't say you know. I don't care to meet. I want a wall. That is my cute baby. Me haces que llorar.
He's really fucking good. He's got a great voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like no one else sounds like that.
One image, no one mind. No one got to step but got to Spain to give us our and our head.
Yeah.
No one
this is fucking real rock,
no
dude.
We should try to no get him featured stay. On our next album. You think he'd do it?
Sure, yeah.
How many followers has he got? A lot?
Millions, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 7 million or something.
He probably wouldn't do it then. He's too big time for us.
He responds to everybody.
We come to tonight. Death don't lie. But come tonight. But a man. Got on.
But a man.
And it's an amount of that song. What a matter. What it may be.
Oh, wow.
I'm a throw man. And a mad bitch. I'm a boost man. And I'm smoke, and I'm worried, and I'm masking, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. I was going to say, he's got a little, like, Kurt Cobain in there, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's, like, singing with his gut, but also his nose.
Yeah.
Licking the body in his clutch.
This is the first one I saw, and this is stuck in my head all the time.
And the barrio chan-chan.
He does another one of that song, but that line, in the barrio chan-chan.
I'm imagining him as like a cartoon spider.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's like a cartoon spider who's also a genie.
In a battle to pay, beat, and make a jute. Make a nettle pick his beat, another the bun. Put a class, do my bone, you moron. done. It's another bun. To maybe tell me to change.
Yeah, so that's Joaquin.
I like Joaquin. I appreciate him and I respect him and I hope he's having a beautiful, beautiful time.
I was really hoping to find some Don Don Donny, but let me see if I just search for that. Bon Ton Joni.
It's my life.
There it is.
You're an able chamber night. What a look to me, Grevant. Running to cast you. It's my life.
Yeah, so. So there's that, and then I thought there was something else on here that I favorited. Oh, yes! Okay. It's a truck commercial.
Okay.
Have you seen this new truck commercial from Ford that's getting the rednecks all riled up? You know, they're like, they love to like just go after shit now. That's they're triggered by everything.
Yeah.
It's another one of those where Ford is doing what all major companies do and, you know, virtue signaling. Target's making rainbow clothes, turning our kids gay and stuff.
Yeah.
Bud Light, you know, came from my manhood.
Right.
Things like this. Well, this was an actual clip from a one of those like Christian right news channels where they like nobody wanted them on the real news or even on the cable news. So they made their own. They had a story. Ford goes woke.
It was the most disturbing video I've seen to date. You want to attack the American male, heterosexual male? This is how you do it.
So I'll describe what we're seeing here. A couple of muddy trucks. Fords. They're racing. They're tail whipping. Just looks like a regular Ford commercial. They converged. And they're in a standoff, these two trucks. Oh, there they go. And they're going over the bumps. And they're racing. These sweeping crane shots or drone shots. It's everything you've seen before in a Ford commercial. And now they're getting blasted by, they were covered in mud formerly. And now they're getting cleaned off in the water to reveal a rainbow paint job.
This was the most disturbing video I've seen today.
It's actually funnier after you describe it.
Yeah. Like,
why?
That's
why?
It. And then at the end, it shows, it says, redefining tough is the text. And that's cool. That's it. And I'm like, okay.
That's now, a cool commercial.
Now that's a fucking cool commercial. I like that commercial. But then just like going back and listening to this fucking clown.
This was the most disturbing video I've seen to date. You want to attack...
Like he probably saw the World Trade Center collapsing in 9/11.
Yeah.
And that's the word that this is the most disturbing video he's ever seen.
This was the most disturbing video I've seen to date. You want to attack
today,
the American
or to date.
To date.
He did say to date.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Heterosexual male. This is how you do it.
Oh my goodness.
Rated P for progress.
Everyone that drives a Ford truck is gay now.
Yeah, it happened.
Them is the rules.
It happened.
Because they made a Pride commercial.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
The Target one is what I'm hearing the most now. And like the Bud Light one.
What's
like,
the Target one? I haven't seen that either.
They have clothes for kids that have rainbows on them.
So fuck.
But
so
they're
what?
For boys. That's the end.
Olivia tells me too, like she has people come in and freak out, like they have like pre-made cakes and stuff and people will need a cake and she's like, yeah, how about that one? They're like, oh no, I can't have that one, it's got pink on it, he's a boy. Like, yeah. It's a fucking cake, dude.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
pink tastes good too.
He won't eat it. She seriously had one like that a little while ago. Like he won't do it.
Oh man,
he won't eat anything pink. Like how fucking fragile are you?
He's already on Reddit.
Yeah, he's the 4chan guy.
Yeah, for sure. That's ridiculous.
That was a real thing. Like this woman's husband would not eat a cake if it had pink on it.
Oh, a husband? I thought you were talking about a little boy.
No, it was the husband. Yeah. But she has it happen all the time with boys, and then she's like, oh, they won't eat it because there's it's a color on there, and she's like, I can put like blue like sprinkles over it or something. I'm like, no, he's a boy.
We can't turn him into a girl.
We can't expect him to eat pink. Isn't that like that's
even
setting
when
you up
he's
for
grown
your,
up?
I was gonna say that's setting you up for your future.
Yeah,
you bet. You gotta get those boys eating pink for you.
That's right.
You
start them young.
That's really if you wanna keep your kids straight, you gotta feed them pink.
Yeah. No, because a real man don't eat that.
Oh
no.
Well, we're looking for a generation of gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you know,
gentlemen
eat pink.
They sure do.
Yep.
A little barbecue sauce.
No, that would not be good for the recipient.
The recipient. Probably.
A lot of things can go wrong there when you pour chocolate syrup in a pussy hole.
Do you think that all these like triggered MAGA people who see this ad and are disturbed by it are going to start destroying their cars now?
I hope so.
Because that's what they did with the Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I hope that they all just start driving into the fucking ocean with their Ford trucks.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be too expensive and because, you know.
Yeah, but there's nothing more important than...
They're going to brush this one off. And
freedom.
You know, Ford's got a clean track record. Wasn't the founder of Ford like a Nazi sympathizer or something? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
No.
Volkswagen.
No.
Anyway.
Who am I thinking of? Someone was a... Hang on. Like a... No, he was anti-Semitic, though.
Oh, okay.
So, fuck him.
All right. Well, here we go.
Well, that's what the first article said. I don't know. I didn't read it. Maybe he wasn't, but he probably was.
You never know.
Probably was.
You never can be sure.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Okay, so I told you I had a special guest from another dimension. I just got to open a portal real quick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Just open this portal. Now chant with me. I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite into my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came. I should ask him to do that, Joaquin.
Yeah.
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 I'm not the one who's so far away. Okay, so this is a time witch that I found in another dimension.
All right.
It is me.
That's her.
A witch.
This is me, Justy Boy. Here, welcome.
Okay.
Say hi to our witch.
I'm a little scared of witch.
She's a time witch. It's different.
What?
She's a time witch.
Okay.
Witch.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, nice witch.
Nice.
We are spiritual beings from what I remember, right?
Yeah.
How big is your spirit? Pretty big and thick?
My spirit's running. It's taking control.
I got a thick, wet spirit.
I got a great spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
The thing about spirit is that there's a fucking one time in this. One, two. Baby, one, two, soon. Wa, cha, 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 na, 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 na.
Right.
And also,
big brain, big spirit.
Big spirit.
You know, that's what they always said. It's what the Romans said.
So the spirit is in the stars. It's defined by the stars.
Yeah.
And if you want to know about how your day goes, if you want to know how your day was, You got to ask the stars.
Right.
You got to know about the future, too. You ask the stars. Well, Time Witch talks to the stars. Time Witch tells us about our future, our past, our present, our insides and outsides. Our guts.
Blew his house in the blue little window.
Yeah.
Inside. You said the inside and outside. So. Yeah.
It takes so much oxygen out of I just got lightheaded making that.
I can do it all day.
Wow. So what do you need to know from us, mystical creature from...
Your birthday.
My birthday?
And time.
Time, too?
And place.
Are you doing the star charts or are you doing the horoscope?
Your horoscope.
You need our time and stuff for that? You don't know what time you were born,
do
you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It was 10 a.m. on the dot.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I'm getting ready. What do you seek?
I seek truth and guidance.
Guidance of the stars.
And a sloppy Joe. Vegetarian.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's seek.
Do you know my birthday?
What is your birthday?
September 12th.
Right after 9/11.
Yeah, the next day. 1988.
Oh, right before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm a Virgo. Okay? First of all. Most importantly, I'm a Virgo. So.
You gotta wait.
Okay.
You have to be patient.
Okay.
I'm.
Whatever.
Loading.
What are you gonna read my moon?
What are you gonna find about my moon?
What are you gonna tell me my moon or.
Hey. You wanna read my Jupiter's?
For today?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened today? Yesterday's.
Or yesterday.
Today.
Yesterday.
It's almost over. Today's almost over.
Can't sing that one.
Yesterday.
I am thinking social events or group activities may prove draining today.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So close.
As a lot of people might want to take advantage of your talents.
It's Memorial Day today.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to... How does it know we're going to see people, maybe?
Your kind, accommodating nature might cause you to try to make everyone happy, Virgo.
Me?
But this isn't realistic.
No.
You might stress yourself to the point of not caring what gets done. Be true. Discriminating about what you commit to doing.
Okay.
That's it.
And that's specific for me.
That's all I think.
That's all for me. That's specific to me?
Yes.
That's bullshit. Go back.
That's you.
Go back in your hole and get me better news. Just kidding. It is what it is. That's what the stars say. That's what the stars say. But, you know, it's fucking... I think it's fucking bullshit.
How about Chinese?
Sure.
What? How about Chinese? What?
Chinese
let's
zodiac.
Let's do Justice.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's do Justy Boy.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
February 9th. 1990.
Aquarius?
Yeah.
Aquarius. He's a water boy.
What'd you think?
Oh, no.
What'd you think?
Just like Adam Sandler.
I didn't know that.
What'd you think I was?
Capricorn.
Why, what's that? Jerk?
Organizing your office and paying bills are likely to be on your agenda today. Aquarius.
That's true.
You could feel... You could feel overwhelmed by the tasks, and you might be tempted to put them off. It's better to take it slowly until you get everything done. You don't have to do them all at once.
Oh.
This should lessen the stress.
Wow.
This should lessen the stress. Spend a quiet evening at home.
Wow, none of that is, none of that applies.
Well, then that just means you did it wrong today.
What about Chinese?
Yeah, what are the Chinese?
Yeah, read my Chinese.
Are you a dragon?
What? Do I get a secret?
So funny.
The reaction is so good.
What? What?
Can I be?
1988?
Yeah.
Rabbit.
Me?
You're rabbit?
No, he's 1990.
I'm 90.
Oh.
I'm 88.
Yeah, I'm young.
What are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Dragon, I guess.
I knew it.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know your Chinese horoscope.
You just see what animal he is, right?
I'm trying.
For 1990.
What? It doesn't show me that.
It's probably year of the fucking weasel or something. Huh?
I don't like this website.
Year of the cockroach.
Cock.
Cock.
The year of the cock.
What?
I need to know what kind of stocks to invest in.
Okay, I have yours.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Praying to your Lord will help you to find your inner peace or solace.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You can visit hilly areas or the mountains because the calm and serenity will help you understand what you really want. You may travel for a weekend. It'll be very auspicious for you to visit the temples of Lord Krishna.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. If I could get in touch with Krishna, Krishna's got the hookup, dude. Yeah. Krish? We call him Krish where I'm from.
I've been emailing Krishna.
I've been sending sending nudes.
Oh, wow.
To Krish. To Lord, okay. Lord Krish.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was really insightful. That
I
was
think
a good
you're getting
one.
Scammed.
I have one. For Justy Tortellini. You will experience too much of a body ache or leg-related problems. That will increase your tension and pressure in mind. It will be beneficial for you to donate things to children and the needy people.
Donate your legs.
You will not be much spiritually inclined, but you should try praying at least pray once in a day.
At least pray once in a day.
All right.
To Krishna.
I don't do any of that advice.
Dude, my buddy Krish.
I don't do any of that.
What animal? You're just a messenger, from what I've heard.
Just giving these readings.
I guess you shouldn't know. You're just a mouthpiece for Krishna. God. For Krish. Genghis Krish. The Lord Genghis Krish is speaking through the timeline.
What do you want to know specifically?
Who's going to win the big war?
Ukraine.
Whoa. Wow.
Cool.
I can get behind that. That's good news, Time Witch.
Thank you.
Appreciate your patronage. Time Witch is a patron.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Great. Thank you.
She's not my wife.
Thank you for your service.
Time Witch, get back in your hole.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm zipping up the portal. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right.
Oh, my God.
So we're winding down.
Oh. Having a leg problem.
Yeah, watch your legs. I'd actually just stay off of them for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
No, don't risk losing them. Definitely don't donate them.
Right. For sure.
So...
Olivia saw a guy in Hannaford the other day.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a shirt that said something about kicking your ass, but he had two prosthetic legs. She just thought that was funny.
I appreciate that.
I think it's pretty funny.
So let's close her off real quick with a nightcap.
Nightcap?
Yeah, the nightcap is going to be a quick game, a quick round of I Love This Business.
Okay.
In which we use a random name generator app that I made out of a couple of word banks.
Which you can get if you subscribe can get it. To
if
the
you
Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon, you can get it. Get with it a little bit.
$5.
And it'll generate names of...
Just $5.
Games, products, or people grabbing from various word banks that we've put together. And we're going to pitch the products based on their names to each other, a la Shark Tank, to decide whether or not we love this business.
Yeah.
As simple as that. So.
Yep.
I got one.
I do too. You go first. You go right. First.
So, you look like a big, strong man.
Yeah.
You got a big beard.
I lift, I go to the pump house.
You're clearly presenting as male.
Yeah.
Basically what I'm getting at, do you dip?
Yeah, I am what I am.
You dip?
Of course I dip, yeah. It's in my blood.
You know what is bullshit, though? The only problem with dip is when you spit. You spit. Whoa. Spit particles get everywhere. It's particles.
Right.
And when you're in your new Ford heavy-duty rainbow truck.
I'm a Dodge man now.
Dodge guy. I'm a Ram guy now. They were horse shit for all the past years.
Look, I had to take a pickaxe to my fucking Ford truck.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when you dip, you got to spit. When you spit, you get your spit everywhere. Eventually, you can't see through your windshield because it's all yeller.
That's a fact, yeah.
You just need my new product, simple little device called a spit squeegee.
Yeah.
And just run that over your any glass surface that's in your vicinity when you're just having a good spitting time with your buds.
Yeah.
Just squeegee it off. It's not a big fucking deal. Just squeegee it off.
Right.
Just fucking squeegee it off. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I like it.
Just
like
fucking it. Squeegee your spit.
It's not that hard.
Do you wanna?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this business.
You fucking better.
Is that what you're looking for?
You better squeegee my piss. I mean, my spit.
I will.
My piss, too. It works for piss, too. For $9.95 extra a month. Hey. Piss squeegee.
Hey, you know what? You know what the problem with airspace is?
Smells like shit.
No.
Usually.
No, there's no police up there. You know what I mean? We need more. I don't think we need more police as much as we need just a single sheriff for each town. That's it.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
Yeah, good sheriff, good Rango.
And a bigger town, you get two sheriffs. A
couple of Rangos.
But they're voted in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a democratic system.
Right. There should be like a single county air sheriff. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh.
He drives around in the hovercraft.
So you're talking about dividing the nations horizontally, hot dog style.
You're right. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
You're going to divide it hot dog style down the middle, left to right. So there's a different jurisdiction once you reach 50 feet, 60 feet in the air, 10 feet, whatever you just, it depends on what you vote for.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want the jurisdiction of this particular sheriff's department.
Yeah.
To start about 10 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And everything above that is their jurisdiction. Below that.
Right.
That's, it's the terrestrial police.
Right. But there's only one per county air sheriff.
Sure.
You only keep need it one. Fair.
You only need one. Yeah.
And it takes a long time to get certified.
For, to pilot a.
Yeah.
A hovercraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could imagine, yeah.
Hovercraft, and then if you're on like a sea mission, you get one of those jet packs, the ones that like squirt the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use one of those.
Just Iron Man and shit.
So yeah, Air Sheriff is that's my business.
It's, I love this business.
I think it's just to keep the airways safe, Sometimes you got to pull over a plane and do a routine inspection. Make sure they're not smuggling nothing.
Right.
Birds.
Rare parrots.
Yeah.
No, I love this business. I got one for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat a lot of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Me too. And the thing about bread.
Sometimes I'm cooking dinner, making some spaghetti, eat a whole loaf.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It's good for you.
Yeah.
So when you eat a whole loaf of bread, you're bound to drop some little crumbs. That's the thing. That's the one problem with bread.
Especially if it's toast.
There's crumb, especially toast crumb. Many of crumb. And I say that's just a waste of bread material, bread meat.
I eat it.
Well, yeah, but it's you got to gather them up. See, my device, which is called the crumb strap.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wrap around your belly, your midsection.
Okay.
Not your waist. It's got to be at the apex of your gut.
Yeah.
Wherever that may be, at the zenith of your navel area.
Okay.
And it just adds like a big sombrero style rim around you, like almost like a tutu, but like a solid, you know, it catches all the crumbs. And then there's a downspout on the back by your butthole.
Yeah.
The downspout that allows you to squat, and then you just dump all of the crumbs from the last week or whatever, however long you've been collecting them.
Yeah.
Into one big loaf. It pushes it all together, you know.
You get a crumb loaf.
You get a crumb loaf. Yeah. You lay down a crumb loaf, and it's the same act as shitting, but it's actually coming out of your...
It's like recycling
device, but your crumb strap.
It's like recycling, but for bread.
Right, right. And the parts that you don't eat because they fall off.
Right.
Crumb.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can make your own croutons too.
You can. There's a crouton attachment.
Yeah, I love that. I love this business. Hey, you know how you got all those weapons around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like
gotta be prepared.
You gotta be, but you gotta also sometimes like you gotta have a sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You don't want to. You can display your cool weapons.
Right.
You know you can use them too.
I got a Hello Kitty assault rifle.
Yeah, but when you get the boys over and stuff, you gotta have some stuff that's non-lethal in the room.
Right.
So that's a good time for you to you take it, you put it all in the cupboard.
Right.
Right. And you that's when you put out the goof weapons.
Yeah.
For the boys.
Yeah, they're all blue colored, blue and green.
Yep.
Not pink.
And they're fun, yeah.
Not pink.
Right. No, definitely not pink.
Yeah, so then the bros can fight with real weapons, but they're not real because they're goofy.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this business.
You get like blow up swords.
Right, foam.
Foam, yeah, LARPing, that sort of thing.
Pool noodle.
But they're funny. They got a funny twist on them. Like it's an axe, but it's shaped like a penis.
That's
the axe is a big, it's a big pussy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Someone's got a net, and the cover to the net is a big pussy. And then you go through the pussy in the net, and everybody laugh at you.
Right.
So funny.
I love this business.
Good.
You got a mummy problem?
Yeah, I mean,
this time of year they start coming out.
I don't know if I'd call it a problem, but I don't have a fucking mummy solution.
Well, you need to be ready, and you just need to get yourself a big bottle of mummy spray.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mummy solution?
No, not mummy solution. That's for creating mummies.
Okay.
Mummy spray is for keeping them the fuck away.
Okay.
Because mummies they pester you.
Yeah, they
come in your house, they try to eat all your food and shit.
They don't try to eat your food as much as they search for your jewel.
Well, right, but in the meantime, they get hungry.
Yeah.
So they'll eat your food.
They'll eat your full fucking crumb loaf.
So just hose your whole house down with some mummy spray.
Yeah.
They'll dissolve the second they try to enter.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple business.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love this business. I love this business.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, is your horse not fucking cool enough?
No.
You got a geek horse?
Yeah.
Fucking nerd horse?
Yeah, yeah, my horse.
Your horse have fucking braces?
Yeah, my horse does math
good. Headgear, do math good, wears big glasses.
You know? Yep, plaid shirt, tucked in.
Yeah. You know what makes...
Pocket protector.
Right. What makes any person cooler, huh?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, number one. Yeah. But number two, a hat.
Yeah, right.
It's a horse hat.
Okay. Oh, man. You ever seen a horse in a bowler hat?
Well, I'm
because I haven't, but I want to.
We're gonna see a horse in a bucket hat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love this business.
So does the horse.
Yeah, you better.
No one even fucking remembers he had fucking headgear, glasses.
We were just talking about getting buried.
Virgin,
right? The mummy nun.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is kind of the opposite.
Did you love my business?
I did. Yeah. I
okay.
You did.
Okay. I just want to double check.
The nun was the opposite of my product because it's a little bit crude. But some people, when they get buried, they want you to remember that they're a big goof and they were a big jokester in life.
Yeah.
And they pre-order something like my product, the pussy casket.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's modeled after their own pussy.
Yeah.
If they want, or you know, whoever's whatever.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate. We'll do assholes.
It's a mold of the pussy of choice.
Right. But then blown up to the size of a human.
Yeah.
And then they get buried in that.
We toss them in.
Yeah.
We just fucking just crowd surf them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Into the pussy casket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Put you in the pussy
That's
casket.
That's how you want to remember Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love this business. Very similar to my pussy net.
Yeah, similar to that. That's true.
Are you a spiritual person? You consider yourself spiritual, one with the stars and the
I am the Holy Spirit.
Galaxy.
I am.
Free bleeding into the soil.
Yeah.
You're going to love the... I got a new program.
For Windows 98?
Nope. Well, there's a game that comes along with it with the same title. Just, you know, to, you know, get the word out about the cause.
What's the cause?
So, yeah, you're going to get a certification to be a moon wizard.
Moon wizards?
Yeah, moon wizard.
You know, there are moon wizards in the game Destiny.
Right. Well, you technically, you go through the course, and technically you own the moon.
Yeah, you own the moon.
You own a little piece of the moon.
Right. And you can learn magic up there.
Well.
If you want. If you want to be a real
wizard. You can harvest the power, the magic of the moon.
Right. Concentrate it. Focus it.
Right, by grounding
create
yourself.
Create energy.
And rubbing your toes and your hands into the soil.
Right.
Be one with the earth.
I love this business.
Crystals.
Quartz.
Moon wizard.
Party tugger.
Oh, party tugger.
Worm doggy. Cover eater. Pump lightning. Magic buddy. Motorcycle delight. Asshole demon. Freak buster. Boy chopper. Meat remover. Freak grinder. Nightmare spray.
I like nightmare spray.
Milk weasel's pretty good.
Diarrhea diddler. Mama. Death bonanza. Hot pipe.
Hot pipe. I got an upgrade for your Ford truck. It's a hot pipe.
Yeah.
It runs real hot to the touch. You're gonna melt your skin off if you touch that fucking pipe.
Turns your rainbow paint job to a real fucking bright red.
Just melted.
Yep. Actually not red, because that's communist color. Pink.
Yeah.
Nice neutral color, like pink.
Rope wipe for dads. Slop slot.
I like that.
Skin bag. Egg wipe.
Yeah.
That's something I need. So you work in the shit industry, right?
The shit industry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trekking over mountains of diarrhea and shit.
Yeah.
Mountains of poop.
It's just what I do, you know?
Well,
the Lord says do what you're passionate about. And,
right.
Mine's shit.
Yeah. Passionate about shit. I live a life of shit.
Yeah. I go and I pick up shit in the truck. Oh,
so when you're hiking up the shit mountain to dispose of all that shit that you
collected
throughout the day? Oh,
it's liquid. It's liquefied.
No, I'm talking, there's a mountain too. It's surrounded by the liquid.
Oh.
There's a mountain in the middle.
I've only seen the moat.
Oh, yeah. Shit moat?
Yeah, I've only noticed the moat.
Yeah, the shit mountain is right beyond shit moat.
Oh, wow, okay.
And you might need to ride on a shit boat too to get it there. But once you're there, it can be pretty slippery, all the shit.
Yeah.
You're going to slip and you're going to fall. So I'd recommend getting a little friction going on. And that's why I recommend the dump cleat.
Okay.
It's just it's a pair of cleats you can get.
For traction.
For traction, so that you can hike a shit mountain easier.
Yeah.
Like dump cleat.
Yeah. And that's not just a metaphor.
No, that's literal.
Right.
That's literal. A literal mountain of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to shovel your way out of the shit.
That's and one big pile of shit.
The truth.
Yeah. Truth.
As Dr. Jacoby says.
Jacoby?
Yeah. Dr. I love that business. I'm in. Count me in.
Tim Count Paris. Me in, coach. I'm ready to dance. That's it.
Yeah.
And we already pitched our shit, right? We just got to tell them where our website is.
Yeah, it's coolparents.co. We can cover it again, but, you know, I figured towards the end, a lot of people skip the ending.
Yeah, so fuck it.
I don't want them to, but let's do it again. Why not? Remind them.
Patreon.
Yep. Patreon, we got that.
Go do it.
$3 tier, $5 tier.
Patreon.com/coolparents. It's really cheap, and it helps us quite a bit, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll send you a liquid.
And we will have more exclusive content real soon, like we said earlier.
Some of those liquids did funny things.
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Yeah.
I noticed. So they're mystery liquids. You can't hold us responsible for the mystery of the liquid.
Right. So I accidentally sent a flubber over to Casey's house, and...
Yeah.
You know, it's still bouncing around in his pipes.
Right. He has yet to harness it to put it on his Air Jordans so that he can jump higher.
Right.
In basketball. So.
Flubber? I've never seen it.
Well, that's what happens in it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, a guy starts putting flubber on thumbtacks, sticking them in the bottom of his shoes so he can jump higher. That's all I really remember.
Huh.
Flub.
I gotta check it out.
It's prestige cinema for sure. What's our
coolparents.co?
What's our Instagram?
Coolparents worldwide.
Yep. And TikTok,
coolparents.co.
You know where to find us, and hit us up if you got ideas you want to tell us things about shit.
Cool_parents.
That's right.
For TikTok.
Exactly. You got ideas or concerns, questions,
coolparents.co.
Instagram.
Oh.
You'll figure it out. You're big. you're grown. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Grease.
I don't think so. Maybe you're a greasy tortellini, but
greasy tortellini, yeah.
Fuck the world.
Justy Bird.